Task 4. Your teacher, Mr. Green, has asked your group to order some e-books for the new computer centre. Mary has found a podcast which she thinks may provide some useful information about e-books. Listen to the podcast and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hey guys, check this out. I found this really good podcast from the Hong Kong radio station.
What is it about?
It's about e-books. Remember Mr. Green asked us to order some e-books for the new computer centre?
And we really don't know much about e-books.
I think this podcast may help us understand more.
Great.
I've listened to it once only, but I haven't taken down any notes. Shall we listen to it?
Sure.
Why not? As we listen, we can take down the key points on a note sheet.
Good idea. Right, just a minute. Let me put the podcast on. Here we go.
Good morning. My guest today is Tim Cooper, a computer expert. He's here today to talk about electronic books, or e-books. Good morning, Mr. Cooper, and welcome to Good Morning Hong Kong.
Good morning.
Mr. Cooper, could you start by telling us what an e-book is?
Sure. An e-book is an electronic book. It is a book that you can read digitally on a computer or an e-reader.
An e-reader? You mean like an iPad or Kindle?
Yes.
Why would anyone want an e-book?
Sorry for stopping it. I want to take down the definition of an e-book. What did Mr. Cooper say?
He said that an e-book is an electronic book. It is a book that you can read digitally on a computer or an e-reader.
Got it. I'll start again.
Why would anyone want an e-book?
Well, one of the reasons is convenience. You can put many e-books in an e-reader, which means that you can carry many books with you at all times.
That's true.
The second reason is cost.
Cost? Are e-books less expensive?
Yes, they are. E-books cost less than printed books.
I can see why, because publishers can save on printing costs. So, people buy e-books because they are convenient and they cost less than printed books.
Yes, that's right. The third reason is that many people think it is fun to read e-books.
I guess so. E-books usually have beautiful photographs and videos.
And as well as that, there are many free e-books on the internet. You can download free e-books onto your e-reader.
OK, right. So now we know something about the advantages of e-books. Do you think e-books will replace printed books one day?
I doubt it. I don't think e-books will replace printed books because most people still prefer reading printed books.
Do e-books have any positive effects on readers? For example, do e-books encourage readers to read more?
Yes, they do. Research has shown that e-books encourage readers to read more books. According to a survey conducted by a Hong Kong university, 46% of the respondents said that they read more books, and 10% said that they read more classics.
Because they are free to download from the internet.
Yes, and 44% of the respondents said that they now read different authors because of e-books.
OK, I'll stop it here. Do you think this information is useful?
Well, I guess it is. It tells us what an e-book is.
Yes, now we know what the advantages of e-books are. What do you think, Stephen?
It's too general. What we've just heard won't help us choose the e-books for our computer centre.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.